Hey everybody, this is Robert Hayes, and you're tuned in to the LastLife.com microcast number one. This week's topic that will be discussed in bits and pieces over several microcasts is non-linear story and games, and we may kind of, you know, go into different kinds of story and games if I run out of topics for the week. But for today, let's talk about non-linear story and games. What is non-linear story? Well, nonlinear story, in the way that we're discussing, is something like a story that starts out with a central character, or a central kind of point, and it splinters off into several different outcomes. And these outcomes could come from really any point. You could splinter off in the beginning. You could splinter off at the very beginning. You could go on a straight path and splinter off halfway down the path. I mean, there's a lot of interesting ways that this could turn out. And the only traditional media that really does this is books with choose-your-own-adventure stories. And it's done with these, you know, you get to the end of the page, and you're either told to jump to a certain page or you're presented with some choices. And there are a lot of games that have kind of focused on making choices to present their nonlinear stories. But a lot of times they're choices in dialogue options. Look at the BioWare games, for example. In the BioWare games, you're not really presented with a situation where you could either do nothing, and you're presented with a certain, you know, story element and a certain path. Rather, your path is defined by the choices that you make with dialogue options, you know, which is perfectly fine, but it's a convention that's been used before, and it's not really using the unique medium of games to push this idea of non-linear story. You know, in games you're making little choices all the time, just like in life we're, you know, presented with little choices all the time. In life, the story of our lives are not presented solely by the interactions that we have with other people. You know, it's not just the dialogue that I have, you know, with my mother that leads to a fight. There could have been an action that I made days beforehand. And this is something that I think games could really focus on and present some really interesting stories. Now, I think that the games that have done this, that have presented story in this way, are few, but the ones that have run into some problems. And that's because I'm not sure how well the idea of, or I'm not sure that developers have really wrapped their minds around how to present stories where you make little choices that affect the story. And they haven't figured out how to kind of articulate that in an elegant way. In the second edition of this microcast, we're going to be talking about Heavy Rain and Way of the Samurai. And these are both games that present nonlinear story kind of in the way that I'm talking about, but they present them in totally different gameplay styles. One is kind of a big quick time event extravaganza, and one is kind of it has dialogue options, but it's also very much an action game. So please tune in to the LastLife.com microcast number two that'll be recorded either sometime tonight or tomorrow, posted on Audioboo, and then later on an edited version on thelastlife.com. And please check out thelastlife.com, read my articles. There's a series on story and games where I talk about some different aspects of story and games, how mechanics can affect story and games, how strong characters within the gameplay rather than cutscenes can affect the story, and how emergent story can be created. So thanks for listening. Again, I'm Robert Hayes, and check out thelastlife.com.